Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Rising Leader Handbook, Turning High Achievers into Effective Leaders by Mark J. Silverman is a concise, practical leadership guide for professionals moving from strong individual performance into formal or informal leadership roles. Silverman writes from an executive coaching perspective, addressing a common organizational mistake, assuming that the people who deliver the best personal results will automatically know how to lead others. The book belongs to the applied leadership and professional development genre rather than academic management theory. Its purpose is to help capable, ambitious professionals recognize that leadership is not simply a larger version of execution. It requires a shift in identity, attention, communication, and trust, drawing on themes associated with coaching high achievers. The handbook focuses on everyday leadership behaviors such as clarifying expectations, communicating proactively, managing stress, and empowering others. Its value lies in making the transition from doing to leading visible, practical, and less dependent on trial and error. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, leadership begins with an identity shift from producer to multiplier. A central idea of the Rising Leader Handbook is that the move into leadership is not mainly a promotion and responsibility, but a change in professional identity. High achievers are often rewarded for speed, technical competence, reliability, and personal ownership of outcomes. Those traits help them stand out as individual contributors, but they do not automatically prepare them to create results through other people. Silverman frames leadership as a movement from being the person who solves the problem to being the person who builds the conditions in which others can solve problems well. This distinction matters because many new leaders continue measuring their value by how much they personally complete, correct, or control. That approach can produce short-term relief while limiting team growth. The handbook emphasizes that effective leadership requires a different source of satisfaction, seeing others develop judgment, confidence, and capacity. This is why the book treats leadership development as more than skill acquisition. The new leader must reconsider what good performance now means, how authority should be used, and how success is shared across a team. Secondly, high achiever habits can become obstacles when control replaces trust. Silverman gives particular attention to the paradox that the habits responsible for career advancement can become liabilities in leadership. High achievers often rely on deep expertise, direct intervention, long hours, and a strong preference for doing work correctly the first time. In an individual role, these habits can be admirable. In a leadership role, they may appear as micromanagement, impatience, overfunctioning, or reluctance to delegate meaningful responsibility. The handbook does not present ambition or excellence as problems. Instead, it shows that excellence must be expressed differently when a leader is accountable for a system of people rather than a personal task list. If the leader keeps control because it feels safer, team members may stop taking initiative or may wait for approval on decisions they could learn to make. Trust is therefore not treated as a soft ideal but as an operating requirement. Letting go of control does not mean abandoning standards. It means making standards visible, giving people room to act, and accepting that leadership involves developing capability rather than preserving personal indispensability. Thirdly, transparent expectations turn leadership from assumption into agreement. Another important theme is the practical role of clear expectations. New leaders often assume that good people should know what is needed, especially if those expectations seem obvious to the leader. Silverman challenges that assumption by emphasizing transparency as a leadership discipline. Expectations must be named, discussed, and revisited so that performance does not depend on guesswork or hidden standards. This is especially important for high achievers, who may have succeeded by intuitively reading situations and exceeding unstated demands. When they lead others, that same unspoken intensity can create confusion. Team members may experience changing priorities, unclear decision rights, or invisible measures of success. The handbook positions expectation setting as a way to reduce friction before it becomes conflict. Clear agreements about outcomes, timing, communication norms, and responsibilities help people act with autonomy while staying aligned. This topic also connects to fairness. When expectations are explicit, feedback becomes less personal and more grounded in shared commitments. Leadership, in this view, depends less on charisma and more on the discipline of making work intelligible. Fourthly, proactive communication is the bridge between expertise and partnership. The book treats communication as a core leadership mechanism, not a decorative interpersonal skill. High achievers often communicate in ways shaped by execution. They provide answers, move quickly, and assume that efficiency is the main goal. Leadership requires a broader communication pattern because the leader must coordinate people, reduce uncertainty, and build shared ownership. Silverman emphasizes proactive communication, meaning that leaders should not wait until confusion, disappointment, or stress has already damaged trust. They need to surface assumptions, invite input, explain priorities, and keep stakeholders informed before silence turns into speculation. This is especially relevant in cross-functional environments where authority is distributed and cooperation depends on relationship quality. The handbook also implies that communication is a form of partnership. Leaders are not merely transmitting instructions downward. They are creating the conditions for alignment across teams, peers, and senior decision makers. For rising leaders, this can be a significant shift. Expertise may earn credibility, but sustained leadership depends on whether people understand the direction, feel included in the work, and know how to raise issues early. Lastly, self-leadership under stress determines how others experience authority. Silverman includes self-leadership as a foundation for leading others, particularly during pressure. This focus is important because high achievers frequently normalize stress, overwork, and personal sacrifice as evidence of commitment. In leadership, unmanaged stress does not remain private. It shapes tone, decision-making, delegation, availability, and the emotional climate of the team. The handbook encourages leaders to notice how they operate when demands rise, because stressful moments often pull people back toward old habits such as taking over, withholding information, or becoming overly directive. Self-leadership means developing enough awareness and discipline to choose a useful response rather than simply reacting from urgency. This does not require a leader to be calm at all times or detached from difficult realities. It requires recognizing that the behavior of the leader becomes a signal to others about what is safe, important, and expected. By linking stress management with leadership effectiveness, the book distinguishes sustainable leadership from heroic effort. The leader must become someone the team can rely on, not merely someone who can endure the most pressure. In conclusion, the Rising Leader Handbook is best suited for newly promoted managers, ambitious individual contributors preparing for leadership, and experienced professionals who sense that their old ways of succeeding are no longer producing the same results. It is also useful for leaders in complex service environments, including higher education, where technical knowledge must be paired with collaboration, communication, and steadiness under pressure. Readers should expect a practical guide rather than a comprehensive theory of management. Its benefits are concrete. It helps readers identify which high achiever behaviors need to be adapted, why delegation and trust are leadership necessities, and how transparent expectations reduce avoidable conflict. The book stands out in the crowded leadership category because it focuses narrowly on a specific transition point, the move from excellent performer to effective leader. Many leadership books discuss vision, culture, or executive strategy at a broad level. Silverman instead concentrates on the internal and behavioral adjustments that rising leaders must make before those larger ideas can be applied well. Its handbook style, emphasis on reflection, and attention to identity transformation make it especially relevant for readers who do not need inspiration as much as a clear explanation of why leadership feels different from achievement. If you would like to support Mark J. Silverman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.